Morning, may it please the court. Mr. DeBroda, my name is Jeff Baldwin, and I was appointed to represent Thomas Cunningham after trial but prior to sentencing. I have now represented Mr. Cunningham through sentencing into this court with regard to the appeal. Although we labeled it three issues, basically Mr. Cunningham raises two issues on appeal. One has to do with the admission of Exhibits 30, 31, and 32, those being the subject of the conviction. Secondly, with regard to the upward departure, the district court imposed a sentence of 210 months. With regard to Exhibits 30, 31, and 32, specifically our objection is, and why we believe that it requires remand, is that those exhibits were produced to the jury and to the court without a proper foundation showing how they actually appeared on the laptop. Mr. Cunningham did not contest at trial that he in fact had done something, but simply did those exhibits fit the statutory definition of the lascivious exhibition of the genitals. With regard to Exhibits 30, 31, 32, there was some foundation laid as that they were occurred on his laptop, that they were then printed off. However, there was no foundation with regard to how they actually appeared. Were they enlarged? Were they enhanced? There was no foundation at all with regard to those exhibits as to how they actually appeared on the laptop. Therefore, we do not believe there was a foundation for their admission. Therefore, that would lead to argument two, which without Exhibits 30, 31, and 32, there was no conduct that would support the conviction. With regard to Mr. Cunningham's sentence, the district court properly found that this was a offense level 27. We do not contest the two-level adjustment for Amy Doe's age, nor the two-level increase for the use of a computer. However, the district court also specifically found that Mr. Cunningham fell within criminal history category 1. Then there was a long discussion where the district court discussed how to do an upward departure, whether it be for relevant conduct, which is ultimately the district court's statement as to how it arrived at the sentence that was imposed, or whether it should be as a criminal history category increase showing that Mr. Cunningham's criminal history category not accurately reflects.
Why was a departure necessary in light of 2G2.2B4? That guideline says if the defendant engaged in a pattern of activity involving a sexual abuse or exploitation of a minor, increased by 5 levels. Right? This increase is actually in the guidelines, and it's by 5 levels rather than by 4 that the district court calculated by departing. It looks like your client actually was better off by 1 level.
Judge, that might be a basis for arriving at the sentence. However, that was not what the district court
said. I understand it was not what the district court said, but it's not clear to me that you're better off by having us vacate the sentence and remand with instructions to apply 2G2.2B4, because then the sentence will be even longer.
If, in fact, that would be this court's order and that would be imposed, then I would have to deal with that at the district court level as to whether that is, in fact, appropriate. Well, why wouldn't they apply it if they were ordered by it? Well, I assume the district court judge would follow this court's order. And
that's right.
Would Mr. Cunningham be better off if, in fact, that was this court's order? No.
No, he'd be worse off.
Yes, he would.
So what's the point?
That's what he's asking.
The guidelines expressly tell the district court, in a circumstance like this, where it was agreed there was sexual relations repeatedly with a minor, to increase by 5 levels. In fact, the judge increased only by 4. You should be penning the judge a note of thanks. Either that, or you should be wiping your brow in gratitude that the prosecutor did not file a cross appeal.
Well, the easy answer to that is I would be penning the judge a note of thanks if, in fact, he had decided that was appropriate and had only done 4 levels. I was not presented with that basis for the sentence imposed in this case at that point in time.
You better punt.
as the court may note, there was already one counsel that did punt on this case. If in fact the court believes that would be the appropriate, then yes, the appropriate response would be to punt. And if that's all the court's questions, then I will punt at this time.
May it please the court, my name is Steve DeBroda. I represented the United States along with another assistant U.S. attorney at trial. I would just make 2 points with regard to the two arguments that are made here. One, we believe the challenge to the admission of Exhibit 30 through 32, which was the child pornography at issue in this case, was waived by looking at the procedure that occurred at the trial. The objection first comes during the testimony of the victim, Amy Doe. There's a bench conference. The nature of that fleshed out. Many witnesses later in the trial, by which time the court had heard from about 5 FBI agents, mm-hmm. including a forensic specialist, we asked the court to rule that we had satisfied the remainder of the objection on at least 2 occasions in the record on page 261 and 276. At that point, the objection was not renewed, so we think it's been waived. Also, for the reasons we stated in our brief, there's clearly an adequate foundation to show what's in that picture and who's in that picture. With regard to the second issue, the government did below ask for a 5-level enhancement. We did do it by a reference mentioned by Judge Easterbrook to Section 2G2.2B4. We suggested that a departure was appropriate based on prior case law and that it should be scaled according to that language, which is in the distribution or receipt guideline and is notably and absent in the 2002 manual for 2G2.1, the production guideline. That problem is now no longer the case. The Guideline Commission in the current version of this manual has now covered that problem through a different guideline. But back then there was this problem, and we think the court's choosing a 4-level through the methodology that it did was a well-structured and justified departure. It was not one where the court used any kind of irrational mathematical formula that wouldn't be accurate, but it used specific language, and we would ask the court to affirm it. If there are no other questions, I'd yield the balance of my time.
Thank you, counsel. 3 minutes, counsel.
I promise not to use all 3 minutes, Judge. Right. My only response to the government's argument would be with regard to the question that there was not a subsequent objection raised at the foundation for Exhibits 30, 31, and 32. I do not contest that. However, I believe that this court can review that under a plain air standard and review the foundation that was laid, and that there was no testimony regarding how those images were produced.
But didn't the counsel in the lower court say they were satisfied that there was a proper foundation?
Yes. I have no choice but to concede that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Court will take the case under advisement and proceed to case number 6.